All right, Dr. Paul Detloff, I guess, well, with Dr. Paul's labs out of Arcadia, but also with Organic Valley, and talk a bit about, I mean, the premise you're presenting here is against what a lot of conventional dairy people believe, and that is you can't dairy without antibiotics.
We have developed a whole different paradigm in the organic world in that we've backed off production. We don't feed as much grain, and so we get out of the acidotic paradigm, and an animal that's acidotic has a really impaired immune system. We feed things like kelp that really helps the immune system. We have developed a whole line of botanicals, tinctures, and gone back to what they used empirically for many, many years in the prehistory. And there are products that are very, very strong antibiotics. There's tinctures that contain things like cayenne, garlic. Garlic has 35 molecules in it that are identified. They know where the C's, the O's, and the H's are that kill bacteria. There's a book written by Stephen Buhner in Vermont on 35 natural antibiotics. And we've taken them to a high level of sophistication, and we've learned how to manufacture them through and measure them through tinctures and how to administrate them, and they work as good as antibiotics. Normally, the organic cow, when we really emphasize soil to get balanced soil with the calcium, magnesium, potassium in the right ratios, we encourage the microbes. We're not allowed to put anything on the soil in the organic world that kills any of the microbes. So when you get your bacteria, fungi, omegas, LJs, nematodes all working to create and complete the carbon cycle and turn organic matter into humus and make it available for the plant, we tend to do a lot of grazing, and we'd like to grow. Our goal in organics is to grow a highly mineralized, full-stemmed, high bricks, grass or hay for the rumen. The rumen is made for grass and hay. And when you get that cow on 75% high forage diet with maybe a few seeds for energy, if their soils aren't where they should be, you got an animal that really gets healthy.
When you look at, from an organic standpoint, but from, let's say, a conventional dairy, and still the conventional dairy says, I want to get away from the antibiotics, I want to go to the natural homeopathic route, is that more of a challenge as opposed to the organic dairy?
It depends upon the degree of acidosis and what level that herd is at. I practiced for 35 years, and the really pushed herds that are at 30,000 or upper 20s, usually those cattle are a little bit demineralized and their immune system isn't where it should be, and they're tougher to treat with drugs. I made most of my money treating conventional push herds for 30-some years, and so it's a challenge with drugs. It's also a challenge with our treatments because you don't have the resilient immune system. What we do find is that they will cherry pick the organic treatments. We have a very excellent treatment for the uterus, unparalleled. I mean, I have numerous veterinary clinics that will buy my products to use for infusing a retained placenta that's really rotten in July and going south. We have hormones or plants with phytohormones that will open up the cervix and increase the tone of the uterus to spit out a placenta. We do not miss prostaglandins or GnRH. We have substitutes that work really excellent in the hormone world and the antibiotic world. So it's kind of a learning process, and you have to walk the walk and see that, wow, this worked. And I was a conventional vet for 25 years. And I backed into this because in my practice I had 25 farms go organic, and I was going to lose some business. And so I started searching back in the early 90s what I can use for different things. And I went to the old literature, and you come upon some really revealing facts in this old literature. One thing that I remember was like a wet towel across my face was I picked up this book, a 1917 book, and it said, you realize the bovine rumen would like to take in 100 different plants every 5 days to maintain balance. And I was like, woo. And the next driveway I drove in, I thought, this was a big 400-cow herd, a good client, a good farmer's conventionally making money. And I thought, big vet account. And I thought, what are they feeding their cows? And they're feeding them vernal alfalfa, corn silage, and soybeans. End of conversation. And when you get a grazing scenario, we want to have multi-species pastures. We do not like to graze a pure alfalfa field or a pure clover field. And the breeding genetics has changed our grasses in that we've got some beautiful orchard grasses now that aren't like the old strawy type. We've got beautiful fescues and fescoliums, and there's a whole plethora of grasses. I cover the whole United States consulting with Organic Valley, and I was just out on the East Coast, and they have grass mixes that'll have 10 different grasses in it. And so what they grow for is biodiversity. The key is going back and using we all use the Elbrecht system, which is getting your base saturation of your calcium, magnesium, potassium at the right ratios, at the right pH, and then you start to grow this highly mineralized Hybrex full stem plant, and that's really key to having a healthy animal. When I would have somebody that was a conventional farmer that decided to change paradigms for various reasons, he would come to me and say, I want to go organic or I'm going to quit farming. And he had a 3-year transition where we would start to really hit the soils and we'd start to teach him about the veterinary tools. And it really is quite easy. You do it a step at a time. And he's got to learn to grow a good grass in that. And each farm varies. But it gets to be fun. These guys get, and it's value added. The organic market, the Organic Valley's average mailbox price with quality and components is over $30 a hundred. We do require them to be under 350,000 cell count, and the organics does pay well for good components and good quality. And so when you get the value added, $8-$10 a hundred more, you can back off on milk production. The other thing we see is longevity. I put on barn meetings all over for different pools for Organic Valley, where I'll go out to a farm and I'll lecture in the morning, and then I'll go out to the barn and we'll be hands-on. You know, this cow's got a bad uterus. What are we going to do with her? I teach them how to read the hair for milk production. This is from the 1880s. You can predict milk production, butterfat, and protein by reading the hair. You can predict glandular activity. There's all these signs on the hair. It's old science that we lost. And so while I'm doing this, I see totally different pastures in Oregon than I do Maine. You know, different soils. I've seen, it's been a really, really neat 11 years to travel the U.S., and I've seen the best farms and the poorest farms and the wettest soil and the driest soil and the ugliest cows and the best cows. And being a good observer, you take all this in and you kind of formulate an opinion on things. And it takes some dedication to be organic. We do have 3 kinds of dairy farmers in the United States now, too, if you are aware of that. We have the organic guy that's jumped in and certified and follows the rules. And then we have a biological group. And this was probably the bigger part of my practice. I practiced 35 years up until 11 years ago. But I had this biological group that would say, can you do a DA surgery without loading her up with antibiotics? And I probably did at least 80% of my DA surgeries, and I did one a day, right up to the day I quit. And they were all conventional. These organic farms don't hardly ever see a DA.
Because of the forage.
Because of the forage. And if they do, it's secondary to having low dry matter intake. They had either a mastitis or a placenta or something bothering them the first 2 weeks of freshening, where they, instead of eating 48 pounds of dry matter, they ate 28. And they had rumen shrink, and that abomasum came up. And so we hesitate to do surgery on DAs in a high forage diet. If their high forage was over 65, 75%, we roll them. Lay them down on the right side, I don't toggle them. I've taught many a farmer how to do it himself with the ropes. And at these barn meetings, you roll them, flip them clockwise from behind. That abomasum's got air in it. It comes to a bubble. They'll pass that gas, and then you put them on calcium. Calcium increases the tone of the abomasum because that's a smooth muscle. And we know that we need calcium to contract muscles. That's why milk fevers go down. And we have... I have developed a Downer bolus, which is a calcium, magnesium, potassium, phosphorus bolus that is right what the blood needs, and you keep them on calcium for 3 days, and it gives that tone, and 90% of the rolled DAs in the organic world never come back. But I would have this biological group that, especially the uterus, if you infuse the uterus 5 days after calving when the milk's being sold and you got tetracycline in that uterus, you got it in the milk. You better not do that. And so we've had to back off as these tests have become more sensitive in parts per billion. And we need to be policed because people want to cheat on this. I'll just sneak a little of this into her, and maybe they won't catch it. In the organic world, we check every pickup of milk for any antibiotics, which we can't use. And if somebody is trying to cheat on us, we're going to pick it right up. We have a lot of integrity in the industry because the peers are looking around. If anybody suspects a neighbor is cheating, we get a call.
It's our brand name.
It's our brand name, yeah. And there's a lot of pride. And so this, the conventional world thinks there's a lot of cheating going on, and I've been in this with our 1,600 farmers that are selling us milk. I don't know who I'd point to right now. I mean, and we've had a couple incidents where we drove in the yard and said, we're not taking your milk anymore. You'll never be certified again. We had one guy that bought a bunch of cows from a sale barn where it's an organic, and 24 hours later we got a phone call. And all of a sudden he had 300 pounds more milk. And we drove in, and when he drove in, he knew he was dead in the water. And so he's blacklisted from ever being organic. So it's really policed pretty well. But this biological group is who comes into the organic. Because they'll start working on their soils with the calcium. And this snowball is really going downhill, this Elbrecht system. This whole auditorium is filled with people that balance soils with the Elbrecht system, getting what the plant needs in the ground. And it really works. And so, I mean, it's true chemistry. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the biological group was quite big in my practice of guys that... I used nearly all my uterine infusions in that in my conventional herd were all the aloe vera and the caulophyllum and that. And my clients saw that it worked, and they didn't have to dump milk, and they just said, sure glad you can do that. Do it.
Talk a bit about you presented today, and you talked about a couple of calls that you got for they did cesareans,
yep,
and their organic production, so they can't use antibiotics.
Yep,
talked about what you did.
I had two calls this week, one in Iowa, and one in Illinois on our truck. One had a bad head flexion with a live calf. The other one had, it was a small heifer, got bred too soon. Good heifer out of good genetics, and they both did C-sections. The key is you never do a C-section on a dead calf. When you pull that calf out of the abdomen, you contaminate it with a billion bacteria, and you're dead in the water. So they both got live calves, and I quizzed them. I said, did the placenta come out? Yes, the placenta came out. The vet got the placenta out, sewed it up. Then we infuse the uterus with some aloe vera, some caulophyllum, some CEG, which is our powerful antibiotic, and we give them whey. That kicks the immune system. We give them CEG orally. That's an antibiotic, and we give them aloe vera. And we do that twice a day for 3, 5, 6 days. We don't do the uterus every day, maybe every other day. And I did probably my last 4 C-sections in practice. I used no antibiotics.
Have you had any instances of an infection developing that you have to go after then and tackle that?
Oh, yes. There are some times when if they don't know all the tools or if they – some of these pneumonias – our pneumonias have gotten tougher, and you cannot humanely let the animal suffer and die. And so if the veterinarian or somebody deems that you need to use antibiotics, they will use antibiotics. And if it saves the animal's life, then they are moved out of organic production, and they're either sold on a market. If it's a marketable milk animal, they'll take it to a dairy auction, or they'll... sell it to a conventional farmer, or they'll slaughter it, but they can never go back in the tank. Mm-hmm. Once they've used an antibiotic or a hormone, they're no longer ever will be organic.
Now, if people would like more information about Dr. Paul's.
I have a book on alternative treatments of the ruminant, and it's available through Acres USA. Go on the Internet. I speak for Organic Valley, and I do speak at a lot of organic conferences. I run Dr. Paul's lab with my wife and some part-time employees, and we make a complete line of veterinary botanicals, tinctures, and treatments. We sell all over the U.S., so I'm sort of high profile. They could pick me up on the Internet, and so
we can find you.
You can find me. Yeah,
but education is the key to starting this, isn't it?
Organic Valley considers themselves an educational company. We have four veterinarians on staff now. I started 12 years ago as the only veterinarian, but we only had 400 farmers then. And we have an agronomist on staff because the soil is so important. And we have a veterinarian that does just rations, high forage rations. If you hear of any meeting where Organic Valley is sponsoring a meeting in our dairy pools, the ag infrastructure is welcome to come. We don't bar the door. I mean, like you, if you are someplace and you hear somebody say, I'm going to Organic Valley meeting, you're welcome to come. Mm. And so, come one, come all. The way to produce this good food is education.
Very much so.
Yeah.